UMH Podcast, el campus sonoro de la Universidad Miguel Hernández.
In Europe, you're listening to UMH Radio. I'm Pierre Vives, and this is an original version. We are broadcasting from the sun-drenched city of Elche, where the palm trees sway over centuries of history. But today, we're looking at the horizon. We're looking into the soul of our continent. It is March 2026. We live in a world that moves fast. Yet some things require us to slow down, to listen to the echoes of those who were silenced. Today, our studio is a bridge between the Rhine and the Mediterranean. We are joined by a cohort of young memory detectives, students from Germany and from Spain as well, who have spent this Erasmus Plus journey unearthing the foundations of our democracy. Joining me is the visionary behind the Spanish side of this project, Ivan Poza, Professor Ivan Poza. Ivan, welcome back to the mic.
Okay, thank you, Pierre. It's a pleasure. We often treat democracy like the world we breathe, invisible and taken for granted. But through this approach, these students have realized that democracy is more like a garden. It requires constant waiting of the past and the planning of the very specific intentional past.
And now as well, two German colleagues. Let's turn now to our friends from Gymnasium Wipperfürth. We have teachers Frau Sakinidou, Sophia Sakinidou, and Frau Schlach, Esther Schlach, and students Pia, David, and Hannah. Welcome to Spain, to UMH Radio. And first of all, maybe I'd like to hear some of the teachers. Okay, I don't know, Frau Schlacher or Frau Sakinidou? Esther Sakinidou, maybe.
Hello, we are very grateful to be here and to join such a great program, Erasmus Plus, where we hope that our students get great experiences, knowledge from from the history, and they appreciate even more the democracy. So let's see what they have to tell us.
We definitely hope so, for sure. And now, Frau Schlacher, willkommen.
Thank you very much. I'm very proud to be here with our students. We will have a great time, I think.
Okay, perhaps we can hear some of the students. We have with us Pia, David, and Lena. And Lena. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's start with you. You recently visited the City Museum of Bern. Most people know Bern as a peaceful former capital. But your research focused on the Nazi regime and a difficult denazification process. What struck you most?
It was the realization that democracy isn't just a reset button you just press. In the museum, we saw how deeply the Nazi ideology had permeated everyday life. The denazification wasn't just a legal process. It was a painful, decades-long social struggle to admit what had happened.
Oh, yeah. Really. Okay, now let's continue with David. To follow up with, I told your teacher, Frau Sakinidou, she mentioned that you research the legal frameworks. How does Germany legally protect democracy memory compared to what you've seen here in Spain?
In Germany, Erinnerungskultur, so culture of remembrance, is central to our constitution, and we have strict laws against denying the Holocaust. coming to Spain, it's been fascinating to see the Ley de Memoria Democratia and how Spain is still in the process of identifying victims in mass graves.
Okay, Frau Schlache.
Yes, the purpose of a democratic memory project is to preserve, promote and disseminate knowledge about historical events related to democracy, human rights and past injustice. It seeks to honor the victims, foster collective remembrance and ensure that such events are not forgotten or repeated. Additionally, it aims to strengthen democracy values, critical thinking, and social awareness among present and future generations.
Really, definitely. And, our goal for the German students was, in fact, I think to show that silence is the greatest enemy of democracy. Pia. Tell us about the oral history you collected.
I interviewed a woman whose grandfather was part of the resistance, and she talked about the everydayness of fear, how you had to watch your words, even at the dinner table, and it makes you realize that freedom of speech isn't just a political right, it's a mental necessity.
Okay, thank you. And Ivan, I'd like to hear you as well. Have you something to tell us about this project, your point of view?
All right, my point of view about approach is of the long durée, as a long term, because it's the point to or linking the different communities, different European nations with a similar past and the similar actions against the dictatorship and the fascism in general in Europe.
Thank you to hear you. And and now we'll hear some music, perhaps to remind us of it all and to receive in a while our Spanish students. Okay.
Oh,
Hello. We turn now to the student of ES El Cabo de la Huerta, a secondary school from Alicante, Spain, with Ismael, Victoria, Mikel, and Lara. Welcome to our radio show. And, well, let's begin with Ismael, maybe. Who knows? Or perhaps, I don't know.
Okay, Piero. Yes, in general, for the rest of the community of the Miguel Hernández University, it's only a reminder about our objectives in this approach. Firstly, in this case, is to document and preserve historical memory, collect testimonies, archive and evidence related to the past political repressions, conflicts, or human rights violations. To recognize and honor victims, give visibility and dignity to those who suffered injustice, ensuring their stories and knowledge, and promoting education and awareness, encourage learning about democratic history and the consequences of authoritarianism through educational programs and public initiatives. Almost to support researching and historical through. This facilitates academic research and access to relieve historical information and to foster democratic values, promoting respect for human rights, freedom, equality, and justice. And finally, to prevent the repetition of past and injustices and contribution to build a society that rejects a balance, intolerance, and repression.
Okay, let's say so that your students, Laura López, Victoria Losa, Ismael Muñoz, and Mikel Marin, have been doing, let's say, a similar detective work here in Spain as German students. And, I'd like to hear some of them. I don't know. Julia. Let's say Julia.
Ismael, you were there. What was the function of that bunker, and what did it make you feel about the defense of democratic rights?
The bunker was built to protect civilians from aerial bombings, but it also stands as a symbol of failed democracy. Standing there, you realize that the defense of rights sometimes meant just trying to survive the night.
And then we looked at what came after, the Francoist dictatorship. We studied the mechanisms of repression. It wasn't just prisons, it was cultural repression. They tried to erase identities.
Okay, Mikel, you worked on the mural of values. Can you describe the contrast you painted between a democratic Europe and totalitarianism?
We used bright interlocking colors for the democratic side to represent diversity and freedom of movement. For the side representing principles that undermine freedom, like censorship and fear, we used great, rigid geometric shapes that look like cages. It was a visual way to show that democracy is organic and living, while repression is cold and static.
This leads us, to the heart of the project, the dissemination of findings. You have all interviewed survivors of their descendants, let's say that. For instance, Julia Aragonés, you have a particularly moving story from your research.
Yes, well, I interviewed the family of a man who was imprisoned for simply having the wrong books. They talked about the impact of war and exile. His children grew up not knowing their father because he was either in a cell or across the border. This symbolic repartition we talk about, it starts by just saying their names out loud or on a radio shows like this.
Okay, I'd like to hear again some of the teachers, perhaps about if they have something to tell about their experience, their own experience in Germany, perhaps, or perhaps Ivan, maybe.
Yes, probably the experience before in Germany was to get inside the Desnification Museum, and it was a really great experience for us. Watch firstly the Nazi regime, and later how the German society have the value and the strengthness to change the politician regime. It's really is really difficult in that point. Was really difficult in that point, and it's a way to follow.
Okay, and now I'd like to hear again some German students with the Spanish students, because I'd like to open a quick round table. Okay, round table means that I give you a keyword and I want a student to give me one sentence reflection, for instance. If I say perhaps fear, David from Germany.
Fear, I would say maybe fear is the tool used to make neighbors stop trusting each other.
Okay, good. Good one. I don't know if a Spanish student wants to add something. It's okay about fear. It's fine. Thank you, David. Okay, I'll say another keyword, and the keyword now is censorship, and I will choose a Spanish student. Let's say Victoria.
Censorship, I would say, it's not used to being told no. It's the self-censorship where you stop thinking for yourself.
Okay, good as well. Okay, someone wants to add something? Okay, so continue. We've got another keyword, a serious one this time also. Family, and I'll try to have a German student, like Pia, for instance.
I think in this case, family means the place where memory is either kept alive or buried in a shame.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Something serious, definitely. Someone wants to add something? Nope. You're very good with this game. So, no need to add something. Okay, I'll try to choose another word. The keyword now is freedom. And I want also a German student to say something about freedom.
Maybe freedom is something we treat as normal until we see the scars of those who lived without it.
Oh yeah, definitely. Maybe so. Thank you for this quick game. I don't know if you want to continue. I have many other words I can tell you. I don't know. Are you ready? I'll try. Okay, now you choose. One of you must decide what to say about, for instance, I'd say border. Okay, a border.
If I may, I would say in one sentence maybe a scar on the map that reminds us how lucky we are to have erased it.
A good one. Someone else, I don't know. I don't know if Victoria is looking at me. No, not now. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. The line between who we are allowed to be and who we truly are.
Good one. Another keyword. I want Lena perhaps to do it. A keyword now is truth.
A heavy stone that is hard to carry but builds the strongest houses.
Good one. I don't know, perhaps Ismail? I don't know. And about the same, about truth.
Is the lie that finally reaches the bottom of the mass grave.
Okay, sounds good also. And finally, the last keyword. Otherwise, we'll keep playing all the day. Okay. Okay, and this one is, for me, perhaps one of the most important, because we are speaking of the future. And I want perhaps, I don't know, Pia wants to say something, I think.
I think it means a blank page that requires us to remember the ink of the past.
Okay. And perhaps Mikkel as well. I don't know if Mikkel wants to say something.
Yeah, I would say the future is a mural we haven't finished painting yet.
Lovely. Lovely, and how deep and serious. Good. Time flies, really. We don't have really much time, but we'll try to speak maybe a little more before the end of our program, of our show. And I want perhaps Professor Ivan to say something, Professor Potha. So, Ivan, as we wrap up this beautiful 30 minutes, what is the legacy of this project? Where do these voices go now?
All right, let's dig out into the digital archive of democratic memory. We will create a living map where you can click on all the questions, be it in Weberfur or else, and hear these students writing the history of that spot. This is an open source tool for every teacher in Europe. We want to turn Never Again from a slogan into a curriculum.
For sure, I definitely agree. And well, perhaps let's say a final thought from our students. What would you say to a teenager listening right now who thinks history is just old dates and dead kings? I'd like to hear some of that. Perhaps Mikkel.
We realize that history isn't just about the dead. It's about the living. It's about us.
And perhaps Lena, do you have something to say?
Maybe history is the ghost that will haunt us, haunt you until you invite in for a conversation.
Wow, that's almost poetry. Okay, just say the program is almost finished. I don't know if some of our students want to add something. It's fine like this. Okay, so I would say this show has been quite deep, elegant, and profoundly motivating. To our listeners, may you find the courage to be a memory detective as well in your own family, in your own town. Peace is not the absence of conflict. It is the presence of memory. Thank you to our teachers from Germany, to our students from Germany, to our students from Spain, and thank you, Professor Potha, as well.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Okay. I'm Pierre Vives. This has been Voices of Memory on UMH Radio. Stay curious, stay democratic, and stay tuned.
UMH Podcast, el campus sonoro de la Universidad Miguel Hernández.